4 weeks ago, 33-year-old Rebecca Cheptegei from Uganda was crossing the finishing line after running over 26 miles in the marathon at the Olympics in Paris in just over 2 hours and 32 minutes. Last Sunday, after coming home from church in Kenya, she was attacked by her former partner, doused in petrol and set on fire. Her young daughters tried to intervene to help. She died yesterday morning, and her death has made headlines around the world. She's the third female athlete to be killed in recent years in Kenya, a country where violence against women and girls is very common, but often goes unpunished. Irish-Ugandan woman Kathleen Noble was the joint captain for Team Uganda at the Olympics. Last night, she gave us reaction from Tennessee in the United States.
It's, I mean, shocking, firstly, absolutely shocking. And I mean, I think the first thing is just sadness and then anger, really. It's so sad to have somebody who was such a pillar in her family and the breadwinner of her family and, you know, obviously loved very deeply by her family to be taken away from them in such a manner. How someone can do that to somebody else, I just don't know.
Did you know her?
I had met Rebecca Cheptegei, yes, at the Paris Olympics. We overlapped briefly during her time there, so I can't say that I knew her very well. But from the brief interactions that I did have with her, she seemed very gentle and very sweet and very dedicated.
It must come as an awful shock to everybody involved in the team.
Absolutely, a huge shock to everyone on the team and I think everyone in the country. You know, something that like that is going to happen to someone that you just saw a couple of weeks ago.
Sadly, Kathleen, abuse of women is very common in Uganda and Kenya.
Yes, there is. There's a lot of domestic abuse problems, and particularly there's been a lot of violent attacks against female athletes. So Rebecca is the third in 3 years to be killed by a partner or a husband. There is a theme here, and it's something that needs to be addressed. It's something that needs to have awareness brought around it, and it's something that needs to have justice brought around it, because so far, none of the perpetrators have been prosecuted. And so I'm really hoping that this will be some kind of catalyst to push justice for these women.
Female athletes in particular who are successful and earning well abroad, why are they particularly vulnerable in Uganda and Kenya?
Well, I think perhaps it's to do with their success. And I could imagine perhaps that, you know, with the publicity that they get, as well as there is, you know, some financial benefits that come with being a successful athlete. And if you're living in an area that's quite impoverished, I could see how that could make you a target.
You lived much of your life in Uganda. What did you see or experience in terms of the way women were treated there?
I think Uganda has a lot of advocacy around trying to promote education for girls, particularly to try and have equal rights. But there is still a lot of domestic abuse that we see. There still is, you know, a lot of situations where women are not empowered or not protected. And so I think that there is more to be done, certainly both in Uganda and in Kenya.
That's Irish Ugandan Olympian Kathleen Noble speaking to us last night from the United States. Let's go to Uganda and speak to journalist Sophie Neiman. Sophie, good morning. Thank you for taking our call today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What more do you know about what happened to Rebecca Cheptegei?
I think that you described it powerfully and as well as is possible in a situation this horrific. She was attacked by her partner, ex-partner, and died at a Kenyan hospital in the early hours of Thursday morning, just the night before people had gathered outside the hospital praying that she would survive.
Tell us about the reaction to what happened where you are.
Absolutely. In Uganda, there's been an outpouring of grief for Rebecca Cheptegei, especially on social media. The Ugandan Athletes Federation condemned acts of domestic violence while also asking for justice. May her soul rest in peace has been trending on social media in Uganda with tributes to Cheptegei, as well as an outpouring of fury over violence against women.
As we were discussing with Kathleen, Rebecca was the third high-profile female athlete to be murdered in Kenya in recent years.
Absolutely. And I think for many Ugandan women, the situation just feels all too familiar. The Georgetown Institute for Women in Peace Security ranks Uganda 133rd out of 177 countries in its Gender, Peace, and Security Index. And the Ugandan Bureau of Statistics reported in 2021 that 95% of Ugandan women above the age of 15 have experienced sexual or gender-based violence, which in practical terms means that almost all Ugandan women have experienced intimate partner violence in some form during their lives.
And as I was discussing with Kathleen too, why are athletes in particular targeted in this way?
I think, as Kathleen said, that women who are prominent athletes can be targeted as a result of their wealth, particularly if they're living in poor areas. But at the same time, I think the attack on Rebecca Cheptegei, as well as other prominent athletes, is a reminder that no matter how successful women are, they can never be truly safe. And I think that is terrifying for women all over the world, and especially here in Uganda.
Across the border in Kenya, constitutional change over the past decade has resulted in very strict laws on gender-based violence, but in the countryside in particular, they don't seem to be implemented.
Absolutely. And I also think there is a genuine push in Kenya for more action against gender-based violence. These horrific events echo protests in Kenya held earlier this year when women took to the streets to demand an end to femicide or murder on the basis of gender. And Amnesty International in Kenya is pushing Parliament specifically to criminalize femicide as a standalone crime, while calling Cheptegei's death a murder.
Sophie Neiman, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That's Sophie Neiman. She's a journalist based in Uganda.